Time for our Tibbetts Talk, and even though we're in the month of March, we're looking ahead to Tibbetts Summer Theater. Exactly how it'll look, still in the works right now. Christine Delaney is the executive director of the Tibbetts Opera House. At this point, you're looking at still the Ponds of Coldwater, kind of like last year, although that could possibly change, right?
Well, you know, the whole thing about theater is that you have to adapt. And the idea that no performance is ever the same because it's live. Well, we're kind of in that, we're demonstrating how well we can adapt. At this point, we're at the Ponds. In the next month, we'll kind of look at how everything's going, and we may make a change. At this point, it's the four main shows. We may add shows depending on how things continue along this line of people getting their vaccinations and the numbers going down and all the science that everyone talks about.
Mm-hmm. And also the requirements on how many folks you can have in an inside space, too, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about summer theater itself, as the plans are in place for the shows itself. But also, you've worked really hard and have for a number of years on having sponsors that kind of, I guess, one, they get something out of it, but two, also kind of help carry the load to make sure that you can have quality performances every summer.
Absolutely. Our sponsors are really critical. And I think last year we demonstrated that, I've said it before, our programs are pretty close to break even, most of them. We might make a little bit money, but that's really not the profit base for the theater. We are still a donation-based organization, so we keep our ticket prices as low as we possibly can and our production costs down. Because we have sponsors, we're able to do that and offer great value. So our sponsors really are critical to everything that we do, and we have some amazing sponsors who have been with us for many, many years, and we always have others who are eager to jump on the bandwagon. So
who are some of those lined up for 2021?
Well, for our main sponsors, which if you think of our normal season, we've got four main shows, and then we've got popcorn shows, and we have some overall sponsors. So the four main ones are Coldwater Board of Public Utilities, and this is their seventh year of supporting us. Vandervoort Kristen Fisher, and this is their 20th year. They've been with us for a long haul, and I think they only missed 1 year within all of that. Parish Excavating joined us about 5 years ago, and Frederick Family Dental joined us last year, all of them. And, of course, we have that media sponsor, WTVB AM 1590, who has been with us the longest. I don't even know exactly how. Maybe you know, Ken. I know it's been more than 25 years.
Yeah, I think, at least 25, 26 years, I think, we've been the official sponsor for Summer Theater.
And so that, again, just that overall help. For our popcorn overall in the past, and so now everybody's part of the same group, but John and Sebra Herbner, Dr. Herbner is from over in the Hillsdale area, but they've been supporting, they brought their kids and now bring their grandkids and just understand how important it is. They've been with us for 22 years, and then Coldwater Orthodontics just jumped on that group 2 years ago. I guess this is their second year, and the Bush House family as well. And then we also have our popcorn level sponsors, which, you know, that's where a lot of activity happens. We have a lot more shows, and so we need a lot more support on those. And even though popcorn theater currently is still kind of one of those flexible things, we're trying to figure out how exactly and what we might do, they're still sponsoring summer theater because they recognize it, too, is for the kids. We're doing You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, which is a great family show. And so our popcorn sponsors are Dr. Christopher. They've been with us for 7 years. Vested Risk Strategies, they just recently joined us. Honor Credit Union, 17 years that they've been supporting us, along with Great Lakes Chiropractic. So 17 years that they've understood how important this is. And right up with them, actually a little bit longer than that, is Coldwater Exchange Club, with 19 years that they've been supporting. And again, Asama Coldwater just joined us this year. They have always sponsored our kids, the shows that we bring for the schools. And because that wasn't happening, they still said, hey, what can we still do to help you out and help the kids and support what the arts mean to this community?
Great businesses in the community that help make this entertainment happen for the summer theater upcoming. So folks can find out more information about those. I'm not sure in your brochure that'll come out that the summer program, they'll have much more information on all the sponsors, but also obviously they can see information on the website too about who's sponsoring which shows in the season upcoming for Tibbetts Summer Theater. Tickets for Summer Theater, where's that status right now?
Season tickets are on sale now, and great values. So you can call the office or you can get them online at Tibbetts.org. The individual show tickets will go on sale, I think it's April 1st. So we'll be ready for that. And, you know, just lots of good things happening at Tibbetts. We will have a theater workshop, and Dr. Frederick and the Psalm of Cold Water are sponsoring our theater workshop for kids. So stay tuned for that to keep the kids involved.
Summer Theater season sponsors we're highlighting this morning on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk. Christine Delaney, Executive Director of the Tibbetts, with us this morning.